We'll do Hari Om meditation. You know, when you step on a thorn or a stone, what is the sound that comes of you? Ha! That ha indication of pain, and
where that sensation comes? In the navel, stomach, lower region. And when you are astonished, what is the sound that comes out of you? Oh, oh, ho, ho,
ho. Ho, where is the sound ho comes? Huh? Let's say, ho, ho, oh, ho, oh, ho. Where does it come? Chest region, no? And if something is simply great, wonderful, what is this? Where does it come? So, ha, ho, where does the prana move? In different places, no? Right? You know, there is a point in our head where all the five senses meet. You know, where is it?
The center of the skull, that is where
it's above the palate. You say that area where all the, like the eyes, nose, ears, if you draw a line, it's a point that everything meets. That's where re comes. Re.
Ha means the pain and suffering. Re is the remover, that which removes.
So we need to transform the ha into re. That is Hari. Hari means one who removes all the pain and sufferings. Yeah.
What removes pain and suffering? Not somebody sitting somewhere in the heaven. It is the prana. It is the energy in us that will remove all the pain and suffering. So we'll raise the prana, the ha prana, into a re om prana. Okay. So we'll do that. We have seven centers in our body. The first center is at the base of the spine. This is the center where when energy manifests, either as the energy in the first center manifests as inertia or enthusiasm. The same energy moves the sex center, is the second center, where it manifests as sex energy or creative energy. Creativity and sex come from the same center, Swadhisthana Chakra, just 4 inches above the base of the spine and 4 inches below the navel. And then navel, the third center, navel center, in which our emotions manifest in 4 different forms. What are those forms? As jealousy, generosity, greed and joy. 2 positive, 2 negative emotions. They manifest in the navel. The same energy moves in the chest region, manifests itself as love, fear and hatred. And from the same, from the heart center, we move to the throat. The throat, it manifests as gratefulness and grief. If you are sad, what happens? The throat chokes. If you are grateful, then also throat chokes. Same energy in between the eyebrows as anger and alertness. And then you go to the top of the head, the same energy manifests as bliss. Now, there are 2 things. One is imagination, another is visualization. So visualization is you try to see things. If I say apple, say what type of apple, how big it is, how small, what color it is, and try to see it. You don't need to do that. No effort to be involved in meditation. Secret of meditation is what? No effort. That is imagination. An imagination is just think about it in a very light manner and then letting go. Not trying to see it, not trying to visualize it. Okay?
So we will do this Hari Om meditation.